Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
What Makes Your Brain Happy and Why You Should Do the Opposite by David DeSalvo. Narrated by David DeSalvo. Introduction: Hacking the Cognitive Compass. What a peculiar privilege has this little agitation of the brain which we call thought. David Hume. Dialogues Concerning Natural Religion. There is always an easy solution to every human problem, neat, plausible, and wrong. H.L. Mencken, The Divine Afflatus. Our brains are prediction and pattern detection machines that desire stability, clarity, and consistency, which is terrific, except when it's not. You enter the office on your first day of work. Nervous energy tingles through every limb, and you are as alert as a deer sipping from an alligator pond. This is not your first day of work. You've started other jobs before, and these sensations aren't entirely new to you. But still, this job is new, and you're nearly as anxious about it as you were before your very first job years ago. There is, however, a major difference, though it isn't explicitly clear to you as you stroll down the central hallway of the office suite for the first time. But step by step, as you start looking into the offices you pass and absorb the surroundings, something begins happening that triggers a nascent thought. I'm going to be fine. Why does this thought break through the electric jitter swarm and announce itself? What is changing as you make your way down the hall and begin ingesting the sights and sounds around you? While it's hardly obvious, your brain is doing some heavy lifting on your behalf. Everything you see, smell, touch, and hear is being processed, analyzed, and decoded. Your brain is doing what it has evolved to do, and it's doing it exceptionally well. So well, in fact, that you are starting to experience an emotional response that counteracts your nervous response. Your brain is determining that you have been here before. Not literally, of course, but your brain is structured to make sense of stimuli and patterns in any environment you step into, and it's finding patterns in this new environment that overlay well with others you have experienced. Your brain is arriving at a determination that these patterns are familiar enough that you will be able to make reliable predictions about what is coming next in this environment. As you begin meeting people in the office, more stimuli are processed, more patterns are detected, more is added to the webs of information your brain creates about everything you experience. The more the day goes on, the more at ease you become about most things in this new environment. And those things that have put you on guard have been flagged as potentially dangerous and requiring elevated attention. During the course of one day, your brain has mapped out a new microworld that you will inhabit for as long as you have this job. It will be added to and subtracted from, shifted, adjusted, and contorted. But all of these movements will occur within a framework derived from recurring patterns that your brain has identified, coded, and categorized. Years of neuroscience...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?